I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hi, I have cockworms. Sexy guy with tiny tiny dick cockworms. Sorry, all we have is big dick.
Oh man, I saw when we were on tour, I was looking for saunas.
Yeah.
In and you know where we were in, like, Dayton and Toledo.
Yeah,
they probably, you can imagine what kind of saunas they were.
Good ones.
They were like, it was either in some black woman's house, just like polyester sheets everywhere, LED, like fucked up ghetto looking stuff, or the gay kind. And the images for the gay kind, they're like haunted images, because they'll show an empty, like, sauna shower, but you can just tell it's like a haunted image. It's like a ghoulish thing to look at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know it's like the, what's that?
You know what happened there. Yeah. Oh,
Sam,
man.
Sam, I see you've pressed the button I was supposed to press.
I did. I'm sorry. We had to. It was an emergency. There was one good one, though. There was Basque in, what was the city we were? Did we go to Detroit?
Yep.
It might have been Detroit that had a good, like, new sauna. The guy spent all the money. He had, like, cold plunge tubs.
Really? And,
yeah, like, every, like, super, super nice. I got in one of the cold plunge tubs and it cracked like a brand, because you got the carbon fiber cold plunge tubs from Alibaba or whatever.
Yeah.
He clearly spent all the money. It looked like if you did a sauna, this Basque thing.
And but cracked?
Yeah, he got these like carbon fiber, because they're cool looking. Yeah. But you can tell.
Not good.
If it's a carbon fiber cold plunge tub, it's from China, and it cracked when I got in it. So I...
It didn't slice you.
It didn't leak. I didn't get sliced or anything, but it was brand new, ready to break.
Do you end up getting mellow right after that?
The cold plunge was... Cold plunge is good, man.
I love cold plunge.
Cold plunge is good.
Was it cool plunge or like cold?
The one I had the balls to do was the 55 degree.
Yeah, that's good.
But it was still very... You know, my tolerance for cold is not high, so it was chilly for me.
That's nice enough. Like, colder than that, it's like... I feel it's dangerous, but maybe I'm just gay.
Well...
Yeah. The abominable snowman's coming to fuck you.
Yeah, he just bear hugs you and is inside of every hole at the same time, chilling you down fast.
With ice.
Yeah.
He's got five ice. He's fingering your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, he sees the chatter, or like the guy from Hellraiser that does that, his fingers under your tongue.
It's like a tentacle anime.
Yeah, it's like mankind chokeholds from the Cenobites.
he's giving you
the mandible.
The mandible. The mandible claw.
Nothing beats the that Phoenix resort, though.
Oh, that Phoenix resort was amazing.
Princess.
Yeah, I felt like a princess in that
one. What's the name of it? Princess.
It was called Princess?
I got fucked like a princess today. I didn't tell you guys.
Legendary.
It's just the sauna. We had time just to chill in the sauna. When everyone's in the sauna and there's room enough to walk and
that's
move,
fun.
It's really special.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good.
When you got old guys coming in and out and we're like farting and making
you're boxing.
Talking, saying the shit that we're saying, and it's like not stopping the conversation about like gaping.
Like, yeah,
pus filled and stuff. Some old guy comes in.
He's like,
we're making him smell it and taste it.
we're throwing water on the thing to make it hotter.
Yeah.
We're burning him out of the room.
It melts your face, man. This shit melts your face. But it just shows you how good a sauna and a cold plunge is for you.
Yeah,
it's the most essential.
Yeah, it's curing hangovers in 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh man, I'm so tired and beat instantly. Like, that's anything. I can do anything.
Yeah.
It feels like the only way to detox.
It's awesome. Get sweating. I would recommend everybody get a small. It's like $2,500 mm-hmm. for the smallest hot sauna. It is like a coffin, and it does. I can smell my hair frying if I stand up in it because the heat circulation is not good.
Yeah,
but you need one.
The one at my gym is not complex. It's like a double insulated wall.
It's just a heater.
It's just a fucking heater and a bunch of
wood. You could
build
one yourself for less. I just did it. I paid someone to do it.
I think you can definitely put one in your basement.
$2,000.
Yeah.
You can do it yourself for much cheaper.
It makes me nervous being close to strong electricity.
Mm.
No, I think it's just like a dedicated 20 amp.
As long as it's freaking insulated.
Yeah. I think it's
probably
got,
not.
It's just an open line.
It's probably not.
No, it is. It's insulated. It's
I'm
fine.
Sure there's some EMF. I could hit it with. I have an EMF meter. I could go in there.
I almost brought mine, but I
dig around.
I thought people would call me gay.
We got to start metering everywhere.
I'll bring it next time. I should have brought. I don't know why I didn't. So
Faraday clothes.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some shielding that.
I hope so. You could just shield it up.
Just put the shields up.
You can Faraday wire your house now if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You wire it inside a conduit. Everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people are doing that.
Oh, now. That sounds so good.
Well, you know what's fun? You cannot protect yourself against like city power lines because the wavelength is just not, you can't block it. You just can't.
You'd have to use a tin roof and then they would just bomb it.
You can't block it with anything.
Really?
It just penetrates everything.
What if it was lead?
Ultra low, it will penetrate it. You can't.
Lead?
Yeah. Probably.
You have a big lead house.
Is that why lead paint, they did away with lead paint?
Yeah, it makes the waves more permeable through the walls.
Yeah.
I woke up one night years ago. I was like this. No, no. But I mean, that's what I would do if I was trying to kill everyone slowly without them knowing. That's what I would do. I was like, it makes sense.
It's actually smart.
Yeah, no, it is.
Lead paint's got problems in it.
Some kids like the taste of it. Next thing you know, people are getting cancers all the time. They're like, your genes suck. Yeah, you shouldn't have eaten the shit we sold you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Send your DNA to 23. Oh, it looks like you've got Hodgkin's sarcinoma, scabby jabba jabba jabba.
Oh, by the way, you can never do a murder that we can't solve.
It's a real thing that we tested for. You have it.
And because of that, thus because of that, and this is a take that goes, I guess, from out of hell, but there is no natural death in this world. It's all democide and death by government if you take that into account.
Mm.
Well, the 23andMe went bankrupt, so they must have just not paid for storage of the files. So
the servers went warm; they overheated.
Yeah. I wonder if it was if they went bankrupt on purpose so they could sell the data
legally. That's exactly.
Look who bought it.
Who bought it?
A new buyer.
Look up who bought 23andMe. The holdings.
Jason.
Yeah, no, people stopped doing it. They stopped making money. No, they just dumped it. So they have deniability with selling all the data. Like, no, that's normal when you get acquired.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. You're going to really tell me that no one wanted everybody's DNA. That's what you want to say.
But I mean, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to make the Nick Rochefort smallpox that only kills you?
Maybe.
Are they going to do that? I mean, what the fuck?
They shoot me at it with a spitball. Maybe with a spitball in the forehead. They have a 12-year-old kill me.
Just kills you. And it always custom made to your genes. I mean, I guess that's where it does go, but that's a hard sell to
they
say.
They put
that's
it in really high quality sushi.
Oh, really?
And wait for you to eat it.
Oh, good news. I only eat shit sushi. I only eat
grocery store.
Parasite worm salmon and
I guess they would just take your DNA and make a clone or a voodoo doll of you. I guess that would be something they would do.
I'm just covering myself in bells from now on. I'm just gonna have big bells.
They
on.
Took the bells away, so I got them on.
I'm covered in lead bait and bells. Bong, bong, bong. I'm rocking around. I'm fucking lizards are passing out.
It's healing you.
Demons sprinting away from you.
you go to the Oscars with bells on. Yeah. You're watching people like. You look in the crowd. You're ringing the Liberty Bell at the Oscars. That'd be so. I just want to let everybody. I just want to thank everybody. Bong. Fucking everybody's like. That would be incredible.
It's Bradley amazing. Cooper splits in half.
He's conducting a symphony.
There's two gay guys fucking inside of him already.
He's two. Fucking Lee Priest.
He's just made up of bed bugs inside. He splits open. It's all bed
they
bugs.
They all crawl away.
They
they're all
scatter
gay.
Everywhere.
They're gay. They're rollerblading away.
He's on Actor's Studio. He's been diligently studying acting for many years. So how do you get into character, Dustin? Like this. Oh, my God.
Hey, have you ever seen 14 actors acting?
I heard. Just gonna lie. I didn't hear any good things about it.
What's that?
You got to look it up. Can we go to YouTube and type in?
I haven't heard that in a minute.
New York Times actors acting.
Oh, that's not them sitting around a table.
Hopefully it's Tilda Swinton in it. Sexy-ass Tilda.
It's so cringeworthy that I think it got kind of dug. Yeah,
oh, you see, he just got done eating pussy.
He's got a big oyster in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's eating a fucking peach. He's eating a peach like Nicolas Cage.
For
what's,
hours.
What's this character's name in Con Air? Or Face Off?
I'll think of it.
Now that's acting. The thoughts he has in his mind, if you knew them, you'd kill him.
Who's this lady?
This is my stepmother.
Yeah.
He just got done giving a hand job.
Here's the deal.
He's smirking. Now he knows something that we don't.
He's thinking about Catherine Zeta-Jones's...
Oh, yeah. Gotta go for it.
Wow, what's his real name?
Fingers. What's he doing with the fingers?
He thought he was holding the cigar.
I'm writing my real name. Don't you early life me, you son of a bitch.
My father has a nice history with the ladies.
Now, what do you think of this, guys?
Is that Meek Mill produced that?
This is amazing.
This is 14 actors acting.
Now, if Brad Pitt's got a cameo in here, I know it'd be good. Bardem's too good. Brad is just right.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do?
So what'll it be? Is he serving you?
I didn't ask you that. How many of these bottles of wine can I stick in my ass for a rope? I didn't ask you that.
He's thinking I'm a sp-
Wow.
Now, if this was for a music video for Weezer or something, I would say, oh, well, that's fine, but they better have paid him to do this.
Masturbatory.
Hey, he's a Brad Pitt clone, right? Aren't these, or no, it's the other guy. Who's the Gonzo from Fear and Loathing. They say those guys are
Scroll down. Let's go do one more. Go back to our results here.
No, James Franco.
They got James Franco on here?
Yeah, that was.
Vincent Cassell. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
James Franco.
Scroll down here. What else we got?
James Franco.
Oh, man. Matt Damon. Now they're killing it.
He's on the casting couch.
So this is a New York Times sort of video viral thing to sort of showcase how good these actors are, that they can do it.
It's a periodical note.
No dialogue, a periodical of note, exactly.
See, they're miming, essentially. This is hardcore acting work.
Wow, this looks really difficult. I'm sure no one in the public could even wrap their head around this, being able to do this.
It's Harry Osborn.
What cornball elitist cunt wrote this bit? Who conceptualized this whole idea? I gotta
You know.
It. No, I know, but who, though?
That's a good question.
I want to know, because I'll bet you it's a woman.
Yeah.
This is a woman's thing to do. Oh, God.
I can't. I really can't look at this. We'd rather be eating pepperoni and find everybody.
Who came up with that?
Dude. I think Matt Damon's is probably the worst one. He's like shouting at the screen. I watched all of these.
Well, that's how you became a good actor.
Fuck!
You can already tell he's from Boston.
Yeah.
He's doing a Boston. He's got a Bill Burr thing going on right here.
Yeah, he's like this. Firemen work their ass off, and I'm a genius.
Yes.
You tell me about Goodwill Smith?
Fucking cocksucker, wow.
Fuck my ass.
I will punch you in the face.
I will fuck my ass.
Okay. I will punch you in the face is something...
I will punch you in the face.
Yeah, it said no one has ever thrown a punch into a face.
Hmm. I wish I could just punch his face right now.
I wish I could just bash his widow face. Wow.
Gotta get a lip reader to see.
It's
what
a minute, 7 seconds.
What
too
word
long.
Do you think he's going for with that?
Farley faggot. Although it could be if he adjusted his lips there.
Salve Sunsbo. Salve Sunsbo.
He's a director of note.
Straight out of Africa. Is it like a Trevor Noah? Looking
Norwegian. He looks like Moby.
Mm. So it's high art then. We wouldn't get it.
Yeah, he knew how to do this one.
Oh,
he came up with that. Newhouse Academy. Wow.
Very cool. Yeah. Oh, they do have Tilda Swinton. Let's move on.
Big surprise.
I don't want to see this anymore.
Big surprise. She was known for her sexuality and sexuality.
Does she have a nice dick?
The way her sex moves is like a snake slithering.
Gets right in the
heel.
A snake slithering right up your
the side
right
of her pants
inside your lips.
I hope Tilda's as famous as James Charles is, like forcing guys to fuck him and stuff like that.
She's rough around the edges.
She's forcing.
She'll beat your ass.
Nah, I wouldn't want to fight her.
She'll eat your
she's
ass.
She's like a witch.
She'll, that's her. She's like, I'll beat you and then I'll eat you.
Yep.
Right. She'll just sleep in a glass cage. So stupid.
Come in. She's in a glass cage.
Freaks, man. Yeah,
she's on a heat rock like a fucking lizard.
She's eating mealworms.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, she's eating crickets. They let like 10 bags of crickets loose in her hotel room to feed her.
There's a heat rock with sheets on it. Yeah.
That's her room service is like 2 bags of pet store crickets.
Oh.
Well, at least she can act in New York Times studios.
Yeah, that makes it. All those movies are life changing. They can turn your they turn your daughter into a monetary suck pump. With, through the magic of cinema, I can turn your family into suck pumps.
Yeah,
that's sick. Great.
I see Jason Momoa doing that. Now, what do you have there? Is that chocolate milk and some kind of super?
It is chocolate milk. I wish I brought some more, but now it's a jug. But I really regret not bringing more. But this is the best I could find at a store that's not raw.
I drink that.
Yeah.
I have that in my house.
It's so good.
A2, baby.
It's pretty good here.
Yeah, it's finally you see A2 on the shelves, and this one is,
A2?
It's I guess it's some fat... at least cow or fat combination that's more optimum. I don't even
close
remember.
Close to raw as sure. You can get with it. Well, still having Louis Pasteur's fat dick in it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I forgot. I don't know where my cooler is, so I forgot to bring more. Mm.
That's good stuff. Where'd you even find that?
I got it delivered.
Really?
Shit.
From what service?
It's Whole Foods. Oh, yeah, Amazon.
You got Amazon?
Yeah. Okay. Nice. I mean, what else do I? I'm at the grocery store with a cart.
Whole Foods is a fucking, I mean, it's basically a processing facility now.
Yep.
You go there, it's like you're shopping, you're a fucking nuisance to the 19 pickers that are like working overtime getting like orders ready at the Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
I realize that.
I mean, it's good. I guess it's good for consumers. I don't know what it means for everybody else. It wasn't good that they bought Whole Foods. I think it was really it was not odd. The best. Mm.
Amazon just being
Amazon owns Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You can get free meat. You just order the meat, have it delivered. Just tell them, you deliver it too early. The meat's raw. The meat's warm now. Get it for free.
That's a good little tactic right there.
Jeff Bezos comes to your house. He's like, you're stealing money from me. Did you see the spaceship go to the Katy Perry spaceship?
I love it.
Isn't that so much fun?
Yeah, let's pull it up. We got to pull it up.
Do you think they're just that cool? Is that what you do if you're Bezos or Musk right now? Is that you just prove that space is fake by saying space is real?
It'd be a good move.
Is that like a good cool troll? Move.
Well, that thing is so dick-shaped, that can't be...
right. I said that.
Fake
I
dick.
I can't believe the shape of that fucking thing.
Yeah. Is it an owl feather, too? The feather's an owl? Four other fellow astronauts to the launch pad. Katie, get in the car!
There's all Baphomet patches and 33 this and ringing bells. It's all some sort of ritual. Flying looks
terrified. This is overcoming a wall of fear, a barrier. I think it's going to be cathartic in so many ways for her.
What's Oprah doing there?
The crew joined hands in prayer. Then it's time to climb into the capsule.
Go for launch?
Yeah, baby, go for launch.
The thing's got a dickhead.
At 9:30 a.m., the rocket soared into space.
Passing through 80,000 feet, 1,300 miles per hour.
They're at 1,300 miles per hour.
Watching her best friend go to space.
She and Katy Perry's
she goes to her feet, six toes.
The women experienced 4 minutes of weightlessness.
Katie, butterflies? We love butterflies.
They are floating. They are weightless. They are experiencing zero G for the very first time in their lives.
It's so interesting. They're not even looking out the window.
What they saw.
Oh, the moon. You guys, I will have to tell you. Look at the moon. Look.
Then it was time to return to Earth. It was time to return.
I'd break your fucking
Earth.
Ass open.
Yo.
Oh, my back.
Everyone's dead. They open it up.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had a little oops moment.
He's got a short sleeve on.
Oh, my God.
His fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, was the first one out. Gail raised her hands to the heavens.
I just have to have a moment with the ground.
She got on her hands and knees.
She's praying?
She's doggy style. Yeah.
Yo, she's praying. They're doing rituals.
Her single daisy toward the sky. She took the flower to space to honor her 4-year-old daughter, Daisy, who called out to her mom during the landing.
Just seeing
JonBenet.
The pop star also kissed the ground.
This experience is second to being.
Why alone. Didn't they dance?
At a press conference, Gail was asked about that terrified look on her face.
That moment, I was so afraid. Looks I good. Just wanted to get into my seat. I just wanted to get inside the capsule and sit down. I never in a gazillion years.
In a gazillion years.
And that doesn't that speed make you shit your pants? That's what NASA was saying.
What about the fake hand?
Yeah, the dummy.
American hand, yeah.
What's that all about? The fake door that you see the door yeah, open
they,
up?
It opens, they close it, and oh, wait, it's not 33 yet. Okay, come out. 3-3-3-6-6. It's unbelievable. It's so stupid.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Oh no. Bro.
Must be hot in there. Say they were just boxing.
She's got Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. It's got Happy Gilmore from Chubbs, isn't there?
It's like he had a crash test dummy hand giving a thumbs up. She put the Terminator hand in there.
Yeah, I don't think they worry about if people believe it or not. I think they're just doing their star ritual thing. That's because of what God would want, I guess.
Well, they have to make the, you know, prophecy come true.
Yeah, and then it like happens or
whatever
something.
Whatever fucking bullshit they're trying to make manifest here.
What kind of spell you think that could possibly be?
I don't know.
It has to be race war.
Make the profits go up 2%.
Yeah. Yum, yum.
Who knows what these fucking are.
It's you have Sanchez. So the fun thing is, so Bill Gates... This would be fun to put out there. If anybody has tracking on major yachts, track Bill Gates' yachts. Breakthrough is the name of his yacht. Word on the street is he has orgies on this yacht, and he's planning an orgy, and someone from the site that I always go to has, like, confirmation that he has orgies. And then you should just find it and blow up his spot.
The first you fuck his...
Get some drones out there.
Get some, yeah, oh, that's a great idea. Get some drones on it. That's it.
It's nice... Bill, you blow up.
He's like this. Get out of here. He's drinking soupy shit.
Diarrhea. You're next.
He's spitting it at the drones from 70 feet away.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so he's I like thinking about that. And then Bezos has threesomes. He had a threesome with Kim Kardashian, and his sucking newscaster girlfriend doesn't like only she'll let him do it, but only Kim Kardashian's the only problematic one.
Oh, that's exclusive.
Yeah, I know. It's real hard to get. It's
Kanye West is beating off on this idea.
This is my stupid conspiracy theory that I have to believe in.
Might as well try to find those boats. It'll be like a Desert Storm operation or a jungle. What's the helicopter game? The old games?
Oh, Contra?
Desert Strike?
Yeah, Strike. Desert or Jungle Strike, Urban Strike. There was a bunch. Those were the best games.
Those games were awesome.
Ever made.
Oh, wow. I got to play that
again.
We got it. That's time to
get. They're amazing.
Time to buy the hardware. Those games were savage, man.
So good. They were open world games.
They were fucking awesome.
They were open world. If you went the wrong direction, a missile would blow you up. Like, but you could get there when you're ready. It was an open world game.
I gotta play this.
So good.
I gotta do this.
You gotta do that to Jeff Bezos' yacht.
And you go on a yacht. Like, just go off the coast, go find a yacht.
Well, look at this. The long play is 2.5 hours long, so that's a long game. For Genesis, because this guy's playing, he knows what he's doing, right? He's not fucking around.
Yeah.
So you go to play this game, you're playing this for weeks. Play this for weeks, man. Scott Orr, where's he at? What a great game. The movement was fantastic.
Look,
enough lead ahead for the camera.
Yeah.
It had, nothing got confusing. You always knew the direction. It was just nice.
And you had momentum. You could bank with the triggers. I don't know if you can do that in Genesis.
Oh,
but on,
no. Oh.
On the SNES, you could bank to the left, to the right, as really? Well as rotate. It was great.
Like, look at how good
wow,
this
look
is.
At that. Shooting yeah. an RV full of people.
It's full of nuns.
It's got the Washington Monument.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
What was the one? What was Kill the first em. One? It had to have been Desert
It was
Strike.
The desert one.
But
yeah.
I like immediately the beginning of the game, you could go right off coast and there was a fucking yacht immediately with like helicopter pads. You could blow it up if you were sneaky about it.
Yeah. Desert Strike.
Picking up green berets, picking up POWs, like you lower a ladder down, yeah. picking them up. It was so good.
It was like complex gameplay. It yeah. was on par with, you know, a modern, any modern indie game, really.
Yo, look at this.
Do the, cool. find the SNES one, Chris, because I want to see them banking.
Oh, it must have been nice on the SNES, man.
It was really good. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow, he just scooped up someone.
Yep.
They can shoot out of the door.
I think you were. I think in this game you're supposed to kill Saddam Hussein or something,
oh.
weren't you?
Oh.
Cyrus the Great.
No, you killed Muammar Gaddafi.
Notice the superior 4:3 aspect resolution, the superior mm-hmm. gaming resolution. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a school bus you have to terrorize.
Good sound.
There's missions. There's a map.
Yep.
There's. Oh, there. Hey, look!
That's the yacht
there's
right there.
There's the yacht!
Yeah. American Embassy Building under siege, patrolled by choppers.
Missions in a Genesis game, like you can choose which one you want to go to. For, like this, yeah. it's one of the greatest games ever made.
It's good. And you have guns, you have rockets that don't home in, and then you have missiles that do home
Hellfires.
In. Hellfires. And they're in. You have them in proportion to how useful they are. So you don't. He had four missiles at that point, but 1,200 rounds of the machine gun. Can you play a little more? I want to see what else they go with this here. Is there an urban one? Is there an urban strike?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck, this looks good.
Look at how nice and big the map is. Not daunting, but nice.
Yeah, it's big, though.
It's dangerous. If you go in a well-defended place, it's dangerous. It's fucking nice. You don't have to memorize boss patterns.
No.
One of the first games I played was Comic Zones.
Oh,
that was awesome. Comic Zone.
Unbelievable.
What is that? Is that like trying to get a 5-minute
spot? Strike?
We got to look
or,
it up.
Or do comic.
It's like trying to get into the cellar.
Trying to get into the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Comic Zone is a unique experience. Yeah. It's as unique as like A Link to the Past.
So anyway, I went on a date with this one guy.
Wow.
They've never made a game like this since.
No.
Look how ripped and cool he is.
I know. And he's an artist. Oh, shit.
Fuck, zapping my balls!
Oh.
See how superior baked-in lighting is? What the fuck is he writing with a rat on the page for?
That's his pet.
And the music's good! He's got a black girlfriend, too.
Oh, good for him.
He's on rollerblades.
Lucky.
Look at these transitions, man. It's shocking.
That's her brother. Hey, come back. You gotta fight her brother.
This guy's got moves. Jumping axe kick. This guy's
Whoa.
Crazy.
That's cool, Obama.
He's a killer. This is unbelievable. No, not a polygon in sight.
I never even got that far. Well, you said Urban Strike?
Yeah, they might as well check out Urban.
Wow.
Is this probably?
Fuck yeah, yeah, just do it. Holy shit. The Edge. A game from The Edge.
A game from you too.
Fully high tech, Mike Posehn. Yo. Damn.
And you
Kill
know
him.
What? What was also impressive is GTA 1 and 2 were very impressive.
Yeah.
People
GTA
sleep
1 and 2
on
are
that.
Awesome.
Unreal.
They're fucking awesome. Did you play the UK version?
No. No.
It's like it's in the 60s and it has a mod theme, kind of like Austin Powers, but not 70s flashy.
Whoa.
But like Oasis.
Yep.
Like mopeds, coats.
And that's a separate game or it's just their version?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels type vibes. It's a separate game.
Man. Probably hard as hell to fucking get.
It was fucking awesome, man. It's a PC game. You can probably get it.
Oh, it's probably out of my abandonware.
Oh, he's got a transport now? Is there different types of choppers in this one? That would be amazing. Sounds good. Yeah, there's different choppers you get. Yo,
switching out.
That's awesome. Yeah, blow that shit up. Kill everybody inside.
And that's why they do fire code, is because of that. So you can always get mowed down by a helicopter. You wouldn't be able to do that with brick.
Lead paint, brick or lead paint there, you'd be in trouble.
In terms of sound stuff, you almost want to use a sound source that's not trying to mimic what it is in real life. Like that whirling sound, which is probably a limitation, but it sounds good. It does sound good.
It doesn't sound bad. It sounds good.
It does sound good.
It sounds soothing.
Yeah.
That's nice. You're picking up contractors.
Man, is there city? Is there like city blocks in this? These are different levels.
Maybe there are different levels.
So this is Mission 4, Mexico. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Damn, man.
Yo.
What level is this?
Can you Mark Summers.
Hover over. Yeah, that's really funny, Chuck. Jeans and white shoes. It's Mark Summers. So this is New York City. Holy shit.
Hope he jumped out of there.
Damn.
Whoa, you can steal? Imagine robbing a bank with a helicopter. It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Oh.
Reaching, going to more holes.
Killing
picked
people.
Up a bitch. He's like, I want a head.
Mark Summers.
It's Mark Summers.
He's getting a head from Mark Summers.
Oh, whoa.
Is there Twin Towers? I saw Twin Towers.
Yo, he's going right there.
So knock him down.
Wow. He goes to fly into it. It slides down like phlegm.
And what's interesting is no music, too. That's an interesting choice.
I remember that added to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like you're all alone, sort of, you know?
Night missions and lightning, no music. Yo. They should have had Diablo on Genesis.
I wonder if you could pick up too much stuff. Like weight.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a capacity limit. Like you can only pick up so many passengers and so much ammo and fuel and stuff.
So many lot lizards.
Yeah.
you know it was the scariest game I've ever played? Because it reminds me of this, because going out to the off the edge, it's kind of scary. It's kind of spooky. Echo the Dolphin is too scary to play.
Echo the Dolphin.
Have you ever played that?
It's pretty heavy.
It's like hell to play. Mm-hmm. Like underwater stuff, everything's black. Something's right in your face. Like it's really, that was the most hellish experience.
I mean,
the horror, first. It's the scariest game ever.
Yeah, the first sequence, the alien thing, is
hell.
Crazy. I Nick should see that part. It's
you could have shown me the scary thing that probably,
I mean, it is scary.
Look how good it looks. 60 frames.
Unbelievably
Dolphin
beautiful.
Dolphin speaking English.
The text comes on too is like visual poetry.
This yeah, also, yeah. By the way, it bubbles up.
There's
Whoa. Whoa, my dick. I like the idea. I think my favorite conspiracy that no one exposed enough is dolphins are sentient. They're
hyper intelligent.
Yeah, they're
because they humans.
Yeah, they like they women. They
have gangs, harem. Harems.
They can. They're like, I don't know.
Water. No, there are. That's definitely a fun conspiracy. The only time I ran into that was in the Illuminatus trilogy, and it was the first one is really funny.
Really?
Yeah. The audiobook was incredible.
I think the speed and the speed that you move at is also an allure to this game.
Yeah. Because you move fast. You move dangerously fast.
Yeah, you could skip a lot. Oh no, an orca.
It's amazing.
They're sending texts to each other.
I know not what happened to your pod.
These are people that love games.
If anybody wants this, the thing I keep encountering in indie games is poorly written dialogue. Isn't that amazing how bad it is?
It might as well not have made the game.
Yeah.
Might as well have made Pac-Man.
Study the text in this game if you want to know how to write.
Get ready for 80% of new games having AI dialogue.
Medusa Bay. Oh, yeah.
But I just mean the text.
Go to the aliens.
It's so poorly written and embarrassing. It's like a Reddit post.
Even a Japanese translation is often is all times better.
Hmm. Go to the horror one.
Let's see hell on earth.
There is a game that scares me like no other.
Oh, wow.
Biomechanical hell in which one wrong turn will cause an echo in an economy land of
what?
He's in the alien mothership now.
He's on a rail?
That's not where you want to be.
Coming at you from all angles, and it's perhaps one of the most frustrating levels in gaming history. A prime instance of the game.
The early Metroids too are pretty
history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the Castlevania. Mm-hmm. I want to see more scary.
Are there scary for games?
This is whoa. Pretty... Also, the Earthbound ending is pretty scary too.
Indeed.
That fucking thing. Look at that.
Well, I you know, the jellyfish, not jellyfish, octopus solving locks.
I can't eat those.
That freaks me the fuck out.
Yep.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat those.
They're unscrewing the water, flooding the labs.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of shit. Just, you know, like you say, like Hollywood always depicting, you know, if they show you, then it's real, you know, then
yep.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like box jellyfish venom is the most deadly thing on the planet.
Mm.
It's the most dangerous animal in the world is a box jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just, doesn't that weird anybody out a little bit?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I always thought jellyfish were, like, horrifying because we used to get, like, you can't go in the ocean. There's clear things.
They're yep. scary.
They're horrifying.
They're like, hell.
What are you going to do? We're going to make clear, like, transparent bugs.
Clear things that cling to you like you're wearing them.
And they sting you and make you throw up. Mm-hmm. And you have to piss on yourself.
They can sting you. They don't even want to. And they sting you anyway.
Mm. They don't even intend to.
You remember when we went to Miami and I was terrified of these jellyfish?
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
They were like this big.
Yeah.
Like on the shore.
Yeah,
of
I'm
like
that.
Of like Miami normal.
Gross out.
Aren't they immortal?
Yes.
What?
They're don't they regenerate forever, I think.
Yeah, what's
and
that?
Like, and like nothing. No brain.
Yeah.
Or is only it, stingers.
Here's a box jellyfish eating a lancefish.
That is not.
Oh no.
That is not good.
That looks like something.
A five some.
Looks mammalian. Yeah.
The ocean is so much worse than any, even science fiction from space. The ocean is way worse.
Oh yeah, dude. Like the fish in the bottom of like the what is it? Like the bioluminescent fish and things like that. Like down there, that there are things down there that are like, get that fucking thing away from me. Mm-hmm. Kill. Let's do a war. Fuck the palace. I think
you sink a nuke.
Nuke the ocean.
You're just sending like marines down there. Like kill that thing.
I just want to make sure this is not AI.
I think that thing had an eye in its mouth.
Yeah. I would rip it and kill its children and give it bombs and like all the things you hear, things like let's torture it. Let's give it gambling. Give it pornography and
showing
it
porn.
You're showing it like two jellyfish fucking each other. It's like, oh, it stops. It's like like it's like swimming in the ocean and you're just showing two like a fucking what are those fish that are the lionfish if they're thrown from like collectors saltwater tanks, they're the most invasive, that thing, like they're
why you should kill lionfish.
Yeah, they're a nightmare to a like an ecosystem.
They just kill everything until everything's
yep.
dead.
Yep, they look like that. You show them porn.
Kill them all.
That'd be so
fun. Like you give them ghetto rap.
You're lining up lines of coke for them.
You show them cartoon porn.
Yeah, they're like, they're fishing, they stop, they go back. It's like a little, like an LCD screen. They're like, nah, chill, hold on. They start like cranking it. They just become really lazy.
They become gay.
Yeah, you give them weed. They start smoking weed. They become losers. they're coming out of the fucking shores to watch like fucking American Dad.
They're coming up with business ideas.
They're on Shark Tank.
They're bad. They have bad business ideas.
Like fucking biodegradable coral snacks.
Sick. Disgusting world.
What do we got for links here?
We got some links.
Big Sir.
We got...
Time for another hit of my Aurigel mouth sores.
Yeah, get it in there, Nick.
We want to
hit. There's no other scary game. But
clean
that
mouse.
Is there a spitter anywhere?
Just use the bottle. Spit back in there.
Mm. I'm almost done with my water.
Oh, I'll wait for you to be done with your water.
Use the milk jug.
Just mouth health is what I'm all about. I'll use your water from my spitter on my when I have my mouth sores or Aurigel.
Can you guys help me out with this one?
And I would like to thank. It's a H1B.
Same shapes. Okay, that's a 4, and that's a 4.
Good job.
That wasn't enough.
Not today, Quiff.
To pick two objects that are the same shape.
Jeez, what is this, the bar exam?
Hey, there we go. All right. What's this guy up to here? Nick, right? You sent this, Nick?
Oh, yeah. This is interesting. This is the guy taking the journeys on the train, the shittiest trains in India.
Food as well. Coming back and forth, so you have like random smells of spices waking you up. There's like food everywhere, and there's trash everywhere.
Playing a 320 hertz frequency also in the train.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the tone Indian people generate.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
To be avoided, and they were bad for it. I can't get it.
It's probably healthier.
My standards since I came to India, but no, man, this is extreme. This is proper extreme.
This guy's a prima donna. I think he's overreacting.
He's going
to India.
Yeah, no, that guy is
from India.
What he's doing is very interesting, though. He's going to like the worst areas of India, and he's like crashing out. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, get away from me now! I'm tired of talking about it. And they're like, la 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 la. Like, it's really psychotic.
That's his like thing to get. Make a thing there
to go like in like the trash rivers and like he's stepping in shit all the time.
Yeah,
it's. It's really wild.
Damn.
You gotta get that YouTube money somehow.
Yeah, I like that. I like that in conjunction with like Indian comics. Mm-hmm. Like getting a little braggy.
The Indian is comics.
Is this you?
Man,
getting.
They well, listen. They here's the thing about Indian comics. They are. And what they do is they've taken all the. Whether it's justified or not, all the attitude that black comics have, where it's like, another day. Living in America, you know how it is. Ha ha, Mr. White Man rinsing his mouth with orange gel. I'm just sitting here like, wow, y'all. That whole the whole like thing, whether or not it's justified, it is. It should only be black people saying that stuff. Mm-hmm. Indian people have embraced that. They're doing it worse. Mm-hmm. They're doing more of that. So Indian comics now, they all have a holier than thou anti-white like. Condescending tack that they take with their jokes. That's really interesting to watch.
No, but they're Indian.
Yeah, they're Indian. They got to do something. They got to do something. I guess that's what it. If you're Indian, what do you do if you're Indian? You got to do something.
Don't do stand up.
Well, it's
stand up is distinctly whites only. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it shouldn't be Indians doing stand up. They have nothing. What do they have to talk about? How fucked up they are?
How everybody's talking about Indians and how bad it is?
Yeah, that's probably
what's inspiring to make jokes.
Yeah.
I was getting in all the time.
And they were, and then I got all this backlash.
Because I was fucking all these white hoes.
Yeah.
They love it. I have to beat them off with a stick.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm Indian.
Is there a clip of an Indian stand-up or can we just start looking for it?
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com. Last trip planner.
Did you see the guy in the chair?
Yeah. Yeah. Like taking like a highbrow stance with like some like it's really really rough to watch.
It's like from a movie. It's like classic like civil rights era.
Is it a guy with in a chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clip? Big time. It's Indian big time chair. Stuff.
Indian is it
It's like dude with hair sitting in a chair. He's got like a lighting on him. He's got makeup. He's got like his hair has like a treatment. He got a keratin treatment.
Yep.
But this like
are these guys Brahmin though?
This stuff's incredible.
Who gives a shit?
They have mad views, too.
Yeah, there's millions.
Well, you have your boys in the fucking IT department racking it up for you to make it seem like people give a fuck about this shit.
We should start paying for views, probably, or start botting or something.
Yeah.
We probably need English here.
Wow.
No, we don't. I know what he was saying.
We got to find the chair guy, though.
I sent that to...
Is it in the links that you sent me?
Indian comedian in a chair. He's a startup guy. He talks about startups. It's the most pretentious fucking thing in the world. Because if there was like a white guy with long hair, what's his face? Like, Jason Momoa is not like your traditional white guy. But if like Ryan Reynolds grew his hair, if Jared Leto was doing it, and they already do it. It looks like a Jared Leto knockoff.
Yeah.
But an Indian guy would be like, the one thing about love that you're not able to replicate, even though 1,000 times.
I got to piss.
Yes.
Schultz, you there?
It's going to make me ill.
Do you have the video Nick sent you of the Indian stand-up guy sitting in a chair? Yeah.
I do like how it's all foreign countries, even getting ad revenue or all revenue on Twitter. It's all an Indian thing and this and that. It's really...
It's Sway Bots.
It's unbelievable.
It's Flow Bots. They can ride a bike with no handlebars.
Must everything good be taken from you?
Mm.
Everything.
You like that?
Oh!
To British people sometimes. Some people get a little bit upset at me. You know this.
Shall we? I'll wait for Sam.
Oh!
Sam probably wants to see this one. It is the one.
Oh.
We do rubber.
Oh, Prajit, and everybody thinks it's funny. Mm-hmm. He's got cowboy boots on.
It's come to my attention. Especially in the last couple of...
You see his... He's got a wife beater on.
Yeah.
You like this guy. He's really good.
He's got a wife beater and cowboy boots on. So I'm supposed to believe this is real.
Guru comedy.
What's his name? Vibrator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It has come to my attention, especially in the last couple of years, that you are becoming poor, and I do not fuck with that. You are one more bad decision away from becoming the northernmost member of the global south. And I have not worked so hard my entire life to move from one struggling island nation.
Oh, he's going back.
To another.
Oh,
certain times I will especially...
I think that's the Beatles microphone.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It has come to my attention.
Next.
Next. I think about moving back to...
Next.
I lived in Germany.
Next. What it means to be British.
Last year there was... I don't know, living here all this time, I've come to find that what it truly means to be British is to apologize.
What does it mean to be Indian?
Everything except what you should be sorry for. And even that, only in the daytime. At night, you are different creatures entirely. You're like gremlins. You know that 80s movie with the little furry things and you can't give them water past midnight? Where
these are like lectures. Lectures from Foreigner.
Of alcohol. Well, I remember when I moved here, I was so confused. I looked around at all these meek people. I was like, these are the people that took 2/3 of the world for themselves. And then I saw a Newcastle High Street past sundown and thought, there they are. And I see the vision.
These are the guys that let people like me in.
What's the next one? Race riots in the UK?
Last year there were these like big anti-immigration race riot things here. And it hit me when all that kicked off. That it was the first time in a good long while where this strong anti-immigration sentiment had been such a top-of-mind issue in a place that I was living. And quite honestly, I'd missed the attention.
Like a real man.
It also really made me feel and realize that, as an immigrant, I owe not an apology, but a statement of thanks, at least, to the trans community for keeping the bigots at bay for so many years, because they have been so worried about where you're going to the bathroom
What's this guy talking about?
Crossing borders, willy-nilly.
Is it, they're getting lectured by a foreigner.
Running out of pages in my passport. Numbers are up. It's been a good few years for us.
This is Indian Russell Brand.
So I just want you to know.
I think these people are going to make us kill them.
If I had to sit there with this pretentious sucker.
This is what they. This resonates with regular Indian people. This is what they think.
Speaking in a slow, controlled tone like this.
That means you win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to give it. You have to give it gravity because it's delivered to you in a certain.
Thinking so deeply about it, it takes me a little bit to get these ideas across because it's so heavy.
Yeah, it's not going to be not going to be pretty when something happens.
He's wearing a diaper.
He's got 15 real charges. This guy. He's gonna before he bought his fur jacket and he started dressing like Lenny Kravitz, his fucking Indian fucking IT specialist. He bought 16 Lenny Kravitz posters when he was working at a call center, and he got a job getting his first payout on a company buyout. So he made $230,000, and he told people he had an exit. Mm-hmm. He had a large exit.
What's his background? Is he a software guy?
Something. Like you tried out at the Hunger Games.
Something like that.
Shoot.
I think he's Sri Lankan.
What happens if you go to vibrator.com right there? The link.
He's got his own link? Vibrator?
Wood Apple Jam.
Previous works. He's got his tour on there. Where's he going on tour?
The Moth Club.
London.
The Moth Club.
Uh-huh. Love Shack sold out.
They're all work in progress, though.
You got a couple of weeks to get that worked out.
But, scroll down here, newsletter. Anything else? Any other info on this website? What happens if you click the hamburger? Pictures. He's got pictures. Why, of course.
Oh, that's
very nice.
Oh.
Yo,
he's dainty.
That's a dangerous mind right there. Mm. Yeah.
He represents intellectuals.
It's not good. But the Indian comics, the other ones, all have the same sort of tack that they take, which is like an anti-white, like...
Michael Che, like...
Colonialism, yeah. Because you came to our country and built railroads and showed us that we don't have to live like savages, we're going to lecture you.
Yeah. Lecture you, and what's the solutions? Are they saying, they're not saying anything good, I mean, it's just nothing.
Well, as part of it is the people in the audience, they want to feel... lectured to. It's kind of a
they enjoyed college so much they couldn't leave.
Yeah,
because the world was chewing them up.
Gotta get more of that.
I love that college feel of life.
He should be doing a show on that train from in India that you've shown us before.
Yeah. These people got a what's the next in there? What else you got?
I got called a Paki in public recently. It was strange because I know intellectually that this is a bad word.
Get ready for
but
worse,
I grow
man.
Up here, so it doesn't really like have that. Emotional power to upset me, necessarily. I mean, hell, I'm Sri Lankan. I look down on Pakistani people too, you know.
Isn't he sweating?
That's kind of based.
That's funny.
Almost as much as I do Indians. Almost. And Indians, I know you are in the room. Because I'd laugh about the Pakistani bit was just a little bit too much, you know? It's racist pieces of shit. I swear, I'm happy you're here. Listen, you are the most methodically racist people I've met in my entire life. It's amazing. I'm impressed. It is only from the mouth of an Indian person I've heard the words, I can't be Islamophobic. I've read the Quran, which is very counterintuitive to me. Because usually, if someone is racist, you can at least use ignorance as an explanation as to why they might feel that way. Whereas this person went and did homework.
I don't think anyone's ever pled ignorance
to be more
before.
Effectively racist. And the only thing worse than being a bigot is being a bigot and a nerd. It's
pretty good. Anyway,
he's going to come here. We're going to have him as a...
Just have him in Providence. Yeah. Wow, his clipping strategy, we got to get with that. I think that's important. Just clipping stuff. He's clipped every second of his show is clipped.
His notes are probably lit. The header of his notes is called clips.
Yeah.
Clip it all.
Clip one.
All, please.
What's our next link here, boys?
We have another link from Nick, and it is a TikTok.
Is it a TikTok?
We're going on TikTok.
My major source. Oh, this is the fun, most fun thing. This dude. All right, you watch it.
Have a piece of the show.
I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So today we're here with Gang Gang. The name Gang Gang. I got a 7-Up for you. All you got to do is chug the whole thing within 1 minute.
Look, look. Do not stop chugging. Ready, set, go. Once you stop, it's $0. Hey, leave it up. Leave it up. Nah, you spin it out. You spin it out.
Nah, see,
you fell. You fell.
What is this?
He's got 100 of them.
That's good.
Why did
you have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.